The British newspaper The Guardian recently published a special issue. Its editors decided to memorialize 100 Iraqis who were killed during the recent conflict in Iraq. Charlie English is one of those editors, and he joins us now from his home in London, England, and appreciate your staying up to talk with us.
Thank you.
Why did you decide to write obits of all of those who were killed during the recent Iraq war, including Iraqis?
Well, we were fairly aware that from recent coverage we'd done on the 91 Gulf War that there were very, even the numbers of Iraqis killed in that war were not known and varied between a few thousand and possibly even 100,000, the estimates. And, of course, we didn't even know their names. And we thought this time we'd try and make a better job of it and try to put some names and faces to the people, obviously largely Iraqi people, who died during the war.
Some of those you've published are very moving in their simplicity. We're going to read one now. Shaza Shalom, the daughter of Hasna Shalom. Shaza was hit by shrapnel while walking with her baby and two relatives on March 29th in Al-Shula, a Shia Muslim neighborhood in Baghdad. Fatima, 6 months old, was found alive in her mother's arms. Is the simplicity part of your intention?
Yes, our intention is to tell their stories as simply and as objectively as we can, basically. And I think that's what we've done with many of them, and their stories are very very moving.
How do you verify your information? Do you send reporters out to fact check?
It's a mixture of sources. We had many reporters on the ground during the war, and most of them contributed something to the issue. We cross-checked our sources from Western media organizations who had reported names and deaths in Iraq. Some of this information is obviously very sketchy about people. You might just get a name and an age even, and other people we have much more detail about.
Your obituaries also include mentions, of course, remembrances of British soldiers and journalists.
And Americans too, yes. Yes.
What kind of response are you getting from your readers?
Well, we had a fantastic response to the issue. They've been very much in favor of us doing it, and particularly some among the Arab readership think that this is probably the first time that they've read this kind of stuff. We've had a few negative remarks, as we would expect.
Mm-hmm. Such as?
Well, we've been accused of being stooges of Saddam and things like that, which we wouldn't take terribly seriously.
And the most fundamental reaction that I would think you would get from the majority of people is that this would be a way of saying that, at least in this respect, Iraqi lives are equal to those of British and American people.
Exactly, yes. I mean, part of the point of it is that, there were obviously... the lives of British and Americans are more important to people in this country, many people, than lives of Iraqis. But we know, as a result, much more about the British and Americans who died. We know how many there were. Most of them have received obituaries in the British and U.S. press. But we know next to nothing about the Iraqis, and that's what we were trying to redress.
The example that comes to mind was the work that the New York Times did after the attacks of September the 11th, when it published many obituary stories about each of those who were killed in the on the planes or at the Pentagon or at the World Trade Center or in the crash in Pennsylvania. Was that your inspiration in a way?
It was, yes. We thought that was a fabulous bit of journalism and reprinted many of those obituaries in The Guardian. And I guess you could say that we were inspired by that, yes.
Are you going to continue with this project? You've got a long way to go.
We have got a long way to go. We've got many thousands more people. We have a website which is kind of taking on the work that we did in this special issue. And we're hoping that Iraqi people and British and American people and all nationalities will write in to us and tell us about people who they've lost during the war.
What's the website address?
It's guardian.co.uk/Iraq/memorial.
We'll get a link to that and put that up on our website as soon as we can. So if listeners just go, give us a few minutes to get it up, but just go to npr.org, click on the Talk of the Nation page, and we'll put up a link to that website to The Guardian. Charlie English, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Charlie English is editor of the Iraq Memorial section in The Guardian newspaper and website. He joined us from his home in London, England. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.